Sunday, 10th of February, of Amendi Chizik, Menorah and Eish.
I think it's fair to mention we're talking today on the outside of Rablazer Telzer. Rablazer Gordon Rosh Hashiva tells to his nifka here in London. Nachher, if we start off with the Meister, by Rablazer Telzer, Zayn the Ilum Nishmosoi. When Rablazer Gordon was taken into Eden, his Shvet promised to support him for as long as possible. So he could sit around in Nucha, sit around in comfort. But after a while, it became very difficult. Rablazer Gordon has a big mishpacha, and Rablazer's mother-in-law felt that the fact, since he's got so many options, so many positions available to him, letters would constantly arrive, positions were always open to him, she felt it was unfair of Rablazer to still remain in their household, living on bed, so to speak, and she tried to pressurize Rablazer to take up a position of Rabbonis. Rablazer Shver kept saying, no, it's okay, we're happy to support her, our rabbi wanted in our home, but Rablazer's mother-in-law wasn't of the same opinion, and she felt, especially if he's got so many offers, why doesn't he take something up? So it's brought down in Tzvorim that on the very day that Rablazer decided to leave, to move out and take up a position in a nearby Kehillah, on the very same morning, as Rablazer Shver came home from shul, on that morning, with a tassel under his arm, he collapsed and was nifta. And as a levaya of Rablazer Shver, Rablazer's mother-in-law could be heard saying, I've killed my husband. I didn't support Torah. I wasn't machshav Torah. I didn't realize the governance of Rablazer. It wasn't us that were supporting him. It was his Torah that was supporting us. Before the Arichas, the Meshech Chochmah, is Marech on the Inyan, of the Badi Ha'orim, he's saying people think that the people who carried on thought they were carrying. The opposite is true. The Orin carried them. So Adagabah today, on the Yom HaYotzeit of Rablazer, the fact we're sitting here learning first thing in the morning, Tachzokas HaTorah of London, should be Lilin Nishmosli. I was once travelling on a train with a Brom Antroy from London to Newcastle. He shared with me, he said that one of the Gedolei HaRabonim, who was Maspid, Rablazer tells her, said that Lu Yitzuya, he said, if Rablazer would be here today, what would he say at his own Levaya? What would Rablazer say at his own Levaya? He said Rablazer would stand up here and say, a posuk from the parashas of Vayeshev. Yosef spoke to Sarah Mashkin, and Yosef said like this, Ki gunoiz gunav ti me'eretz ha'ivrim, I was stolen from the land of the Jews. V'gam poi lo yasisi ma'umah, I've done nothing here. I didn't succeed here in London. Ki somu oisi ba'boer, they've placed me in the boer. That's what the Rav said about Rablazer Telzer. As I said before, the learning today on his yard site was on Ilin Nishmas HaTahira. Ta'ata tetzabit b'nei Yisrael. We start at the beginning of a parasha. Klaisor commanded, V'yikcho ilecho, shemen zayis zoch, kosis lamoe lahalus ne'etomit. The mitzvah to bring up the eish, the fire of the menorah, lahalus ne'etomit. It's interesting that so far in this pasuk, it hasn't yet mentioned Aharon HaKohen. Now, one mention of Aharon HaKohen. So far, it's the tzabeh command of Bnei Yisrael. In the next pasuk, bo'el moyed michutz laparoyeches, it's a command Aharon Avonot. But in the very first pasuk, it doesn't yet mention Aharon HaKohen. In Bahalo Yitzchol, where the command is Aharon HaKohen is given the mitzvah of Bahalo Yitzchol Saneris, it's directly at Aharon HaKohen. But the very first pasuk in our parasha, it's the tzabeh Bnei Yisrael. But they also collect the oil. Lahalo Yisnei Tamid. What chelik can we have today? What message is there for us, Klal Yisrael, not Aharon HaKohen, in the midst of Lahalo Yisnei Tamid? We've just left the Shabbos. Sunday morning, Shabbos is fresh in our minds. If we think about fire for one moment, we'll see that our very lives on Shabbos revolve around fire. We start Shabbos with Neiros Shabbos. On Motzei Shabbos, we light a neir. Shabbos is surrounded by fire. Fire is not something tangible. It's not really physical. It's not even spiritual. What is fire? What is the eish? What is the fire of Shabbos that Miriam is? What is it trying to teach us? If we look in the beginning of Parshas Vayakim, the Torah says that is, Moshe Rabbeinu commands Klal Yisrael to stop doing all the melachos. Sheish Yomim, for 6 days, Teyase melacha. You can do work. Uvayim ha-shvi, yelachem kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos l'Hashem. 6 days you shall work, and on the seventh day is Shabbos l'Hashem. Kol ha-oyse boi melacha yumos. Whoever does any melacha on Shabbos, yumos. But the next posuk is l'choy gaspeh. And the Gemara asks the kasha. The next posuk says, or one posuk, loy sevaru esh. Do not light a fire. B'chol moishvoy seichem. It's all your dwelling places b'yom ha-Shabbos. Ask the Gemara in Shabbos Dafayim. Why do we need a posuk? We've just now been commanded. All Klal Yisrael have just now heard. Do not do any malacha on Shabbos. Kol ha'oyse boi malacha yumos. All malachas. Each and every malacha is forbidden on Shabbos. Comes the next posuk and says, loy sevaru esh. It's not necessary. Again esh. Back to our same fire again. Loy sevaru esh b'chol moishvoy seichem. Do not light a fire b'chol moishvoy seichem b'yom ha-Shabbos. Why does Torah have to single out another issa for the malacha of esh, have or lighting a fire? It's included in all the malachas. Says the Gemara Shabbos Afayim, there's a very big machlokes. Although we don't pass an act to the Yosi, I'll share with you what the Yosi says, and we'll omit some try and understand it. The Yosi asks, the Gemara asks the Kasha, why is Havara, the Meloch of Eish, singled out? Says the Gemara like this. Tatanya, Havara lelav yotzus divrei the Yosi. The Yosi says that Havara is the lav yotzus. It's different to all other Ovis Melochas. All other Ovis Melochas on Shabbos, if a person does them, he's chayav skila. Most humor, he's going to be killed. Havara is only allowed. Lighting a fire is only allowed. The Torah of Vayakel is trying to teach us, lo yisavaru esh. It's nothing more than allowed. Esh is only allowed. If a person would light a fire on Shabbos, he wouldn't get skila. He'd get malchus, if he's been warned. Amazing. But not skila. As a result, it's a biyosi. Now we don't pass in that biyosi. We know that all of us malachas get skila. But what is pshat in biyosi? Why should esh be different? Is there a swara behind it? Why is esh, why is the mitzvah of esh, the issa of esh, different to all other malachas on Shabbos? All others, says biyosi, skila. Havara lelav yotzus. Havara is a lav. True, the pasuk like it. But the Talmud of Yosef said like that. He told us that. It's a message for us. What is Havara? Esher kemenogam shatavosh. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us that Nun Dalet. That Kadosh Baruch Hu created most of the world in the Sheishes Midrashes. Most. Except, says the Gemara, for two things. And one of them is fire. The Tanya. Rabbi Yosi Oima. This is our Rabbi Yosi. This is the same Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi Oima. Shnei devarim olu b'machshova liboros b'erev Shabbos. Two things, whatever olu b'machshova means, to be created on erev Shabbos. V'loi nivru ad moitzoi Shabbos. But they were not created until Moitzoy Shabbos. Ube Moitzoy Shabbos, Noshan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Deo B'Odom HaRishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the understanding to Odom HaRishon, the heavy he brought, Shnei Avonim, two stones, V'Tochnon Zu B'Zu, he ground one against the other, V'Yotzo Mehen Orem, and out came the fire. Said Rabbi Yosi. On Erev Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had not yet created Orem. Oil was yet created. The oil of Eish was only created after Shabbos. Now let's go back. When it came to the first Friday night of Briyas Olam, Kivoy Shavas, Mikol Malachtoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been Shavas, is resting Mikol Malachtoi. What is the Kol Malachtoi? It's not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not Kaviyoch rest from the Malacha of Eish. Because Eish hadn't yet been invented. All other malachas have been created during the Sheishes Yemei HaMa'aseh. So Kivoy Shavas Mikol Malachtoi includes all 38 melacha, so to speak, except for Eish. Because the melacha of Eish was only for the first time created by my Tzoha Shabbos. Kum dachois, that the melacha of Eish is not included in the first Shavisa of Shabbos. Perhaps, the Rabbi Yossi therefore holds, there's the same Rabbi Yossi, that the melacha of Eish on Shabbos doesn't have the same din as all the other of its melachas. It wasn't there for the first Shabbos. But let's go one step deeper. Why? Why? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating Olam HaMelayim, a beautiful world, the finished product, why was it necessary to leave out Eish? Again, we're not Chas HaSholem, but extra some havana, extra bit of understanding that we can take away with us today. Why was Eish singled out? What is the message for us in Eish? I once had the Gevaldik Moshe. I once had the Super
Moshe. There's no fire,
you
couldn't have
Bishop on Shabbos. But the Avada was put later, by the Mnechsa Mishkan. By the Mnechsa Mishkan, we were commanded not to. But Rabbi Yossi could behold that since the original Eish is only a love. That's what he said. Avada Eish came later. Nachta Mishkan. But in the first time Eish was created, it wasn't there, Hashem wasn't shoved from that. The same with Yossi. What type of shot? I want to look at all the emotion. Let's imagine there's a king who wants to build and design the most amazing palace. So he puts work and thought and design into every single thing. From the laying of the foundations, to building of the bricks, design of the ceiling, architectural design, every beam's in place, the garden landscape is there, and they spend months, which turn into years, to design the most beautiful, beautiful palace. Let us imagine that the king finishes building his palace, let's give a date, Dalad Adar. And on Dalad Adar, the king is standing there. Everything is ready. It's so beautiful. It's so nice to behold. It's a pleasure to the eye. And the king would make a party and a big feast on Dalad Adar. We'd all say straight away, what is party about? Completion of the palace. But let's say the king would make his party a week before, or 10 days. Or a month before it's actually complete. When the fountains haven't started flowing yet in the garden. The electricity isn't quite wired up. And let's say a month before the completion of the palace. Let's say 1 month before. The king were to make a festive party. Some Dalet Shavat. We'd ask ourselves, why is he making a party of Dalet Shavat? He's not completed his palace. The terrace is convulsing. Obviously, Dalet Shvat is a special day in his calendar. He is not celebrating the completion of the palace. Haraya, it's not yet ready. He's celebrating the day. Dalet Shvat in this king's diary is a special day. Now let's go back to Briyas HaOlam and Eish. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have used all the melachos and completed the Briyas HaOlam and then celebrated the Shabbos, we would have mistakenly believed that what is Shabbos? Nothing more than the completion of the world. The day happens to be the completion of the world. But the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't want us to think like that. The Ribbono Shel Olam b'roiv chochmasoi taught us, I'm deliberately missing out on melacha. Eish, the fire. The fire isn't yet there. Fire until Motzei Shabbos or till other mission came along, there hadn't yet been a Malach of Eish. So that Kodesh Baruch Hu, without the Eish, without this Eish, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, my world is complete. To tell us what? That it's not the completion of the world that we celebrate on Shabbos. It's the Yoim. It's Shabbos. Shabbos, the Yoim of Kogorim. It's Shabbos. Without the completion of the world, without the seum of completing the world, it's the day of Shabbos. Now let's go back to what we started off with. Neither Shabbos is the beginning of Shabbos. Eish again, on Motzei Shabbos. What is that signifying? What is that teaching us? It's teaching us that the world, when the Shabbos, the first Shabbos in Maaseh Bereishis came along, the first Shabbos did not include an Eish. So what was the beauty of the first Shabbos? The Shabbos itself. The Yom. Yom HaShvi. Without it being a Siyum for completing the world. Al Kaponim et Mevua. The Shabbos is hinted to in the Negus. Negus Shabbos, fire before Shabbos, and fire after Shabbos are meramis to us the Kedusha, the Gedula, the beauty and splendor of Shabbos Kodesh. But let's go one stage further. The Menor, the Atot, the Tzaveh, is B'nai Yisrov. The Menor is also Eish. If the Eish of Shabbos signifies the Kedusha of Shabbos, what is the Eish of the Menor, which is not just from Erev Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos? It's the Halis near Tomid. What does that tell us? I want to share with you the Gevaldi Gevalt, which is brought down in the new Chofetz Chaim, called Kisei Chofetz Chaim HaChadosh. The Chofetz Chaim, it's brought down there that he wrote it, his son wrote this Vart, as a Hakdoma to the Sefer Nidchei Yisrael. As a quick Vart, I ought to tell you that I saw in another place one of the reasons why the Chofetz Chaim wrote his Sefer Nidchei Yisrael. A man once came back to Radin, an ex-Radin boy, had been drafted into the Russian army, and he came to Chofetz Chaim, an older man, Rebbe, he says, I need to confess, I ate moida. On the last Pesach that went by in the army, I ate kitznius. Rebbe, I ate kitznius. Chofetz Chaim said, no, he said, what did you eat? Rebbe says, I ate spelt. I ate grains and spelt. I shouldn't have eaten it. Shippoy and spelt in the Chofetz Chaim. No. You couldn't make matzahs out of that. It's one of the chameshas mine dogon. It's one of the five types of grain. Did you make matzahs? No, said the man. I didn't know. How should I know? I thought it's kidneys. The Chofetz Chaim started to cry. He said, oi. He said, Klal Yisrael in the army don't know the halachas. And it can be helped. I'm going to write them a sefer. And in the Hakdomah to the sefer, the Chofetz Chaim son, Reb Aaron, writes the following. He said, I once heard my father, he called it a Rayon Nifla, beautiful thought. Moshe Rabbeinu designed all the beautiful Kelim of the Mishkan with the help of Bezalel and Oren, Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach. If we were given these instructions, would we know how to build it and design it? I doubt it. Yet Moshe understood, except for our Menorah. Chazal tell us, in our sixth parash in Terumo, Te'ose ha-menorah. Chazal tell us, Moshe Rabbeinu did not know how to build a menorah. He didn't know how to build it. Asa Chofetz Chaim, what do you mean? And other kelim, he didn't know. Were the other kelim any easier? Was it a physical inability to build it? The Malbim writes that all the kelim of the Mishkan resembled something much deeper. For example, the Oren resembled Chochmah. Chochmah Elyona. The Shulchan resembled Klal Yisrael's Parnasa. So the Malbim, and the Malbim quotes the Zohar, that the Menorah was different. The Menorah signified Klal Yisrael's eternal existence. That Klal Yisrael are an Am, who are Chai Nitzchi, will eternally exist. The light from the Menorah, the Eish from the Menorah, will signify to all of us that Klal Yisrael will live through everything. So Moshe Rabbeinu was asked to build a menorah. He was confronted with a problem. He said, Gebuy Nishloila, I can see with the Aspa, Klal Yahami'ira, I can see with the vision, Klal Yisrael are going to go through Tzoros, pogroms, murders, the Crusaders, the Cossacks. Can they really exist forever? How can I build a menorah which will resemble and identify with Klal Yisrael's eternal existence if I don't actually see it possible? Not the Chofetz Chaim. The Ribbono Shel'olam's answer to Moshe is so apt. The Ribbono Shel'olam said to Moshe, you think means that these tzoros will hinder Klal Yisrael's growth. Adayaba, on the contrary, the ace that they're going to go through will cleanse them. The ace, the tzoros that they're going to go through, the ace will bring out the best in Klal Yisrael. Throw your gold into ace. Klal Yisrael our gold. Throw it into the fire. And out will come a beautiful menorah to light. Throw Klal Yisrael into the fires, and out will come an amazing nation. From the tzora, from the ash, comes the Yeshua, comes the ash, comes the fire. Klal Yisrael is nitzchi. We find this idea in several places, not least in the month of Adar. Chodesh Av and Besimcha, the month of Purim. Where was the very place that Klal Yisrael had the Yeshua? On the Salisa Osoy Al Eit. On the eighth which Haman prepared for Matcha. From that sorrow came the Yeshua. A Talmud of the Arizal, the Sifte Koyim, is Madgish. The Sifte Koyim says that we all think that Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard to speak, must have struggled with speech, must have terrible for him. Says the Sifte Koyim, we all know the famous Chazal that Moshe was a young child and he threw off the crown of Pari's head. So Pari's great advisor said to him, test him with gold and with fire. We know Moshe put his hand in fire and put it straight into his mouth. Says the Sifte Koyim, you think that was a tzara? On the contrary, the opposite is true. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu was a young child. When he was found by Bas Paro, she took him to Noshin Mitzriyos Meinikos, to nursing Egyptian women. Of course Moshe didn't drink from any Mitzri woman. That's poshut. But Moshe's lips, the pair she'osid ledabing him ashchina, the mouth that was in future going to speak to Shechina, had touched an Isha Mitzris. It needed to be burnt by fire, libun, cleansing, being metai Moshe Rabbeinu. From the punishment, from the tzara, came the Yeshua. From that itself, Vayikro el Moshe, Hashem called Moshe. Says Rashi, the famous Rashi, Hashem called Moshe, Beloshon shel chibo, Beloshon of love. Says the Balatoyim, take the vav of Vayikro, the aleph of El, and the name of Moshe, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was mapped as a child, only to drink from his mother, he'd cleansed his mouth from the tumor of the Mitzri woman with Eish that gave him the ability to speak Peel Peh to the Rebbein Shlomo. Says Gablat Sevot and Chavetz Chaim. The Menorah symbolizes not just as a Neir Shabbos symbolizes the Kedusha of Shabbos, not the completion of the world, but the beauty of Shabbos without the world being complete. Neiris of the Menorah, the Lahar Lois Neir Tomid, signify Klal Yisrael's eternal existence, the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu had a difficulty with. He thought, how can I build a menorah when Klal Yisrael will go to Tzoros? And on that his response was, build a menorah through Eish. The Eish will hinder Klal Yisrael, the Eish will beautify Klal Yisrael. And I think with that, there's a Gevaldik Gemara. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama, Tafsamach. The Gemara says that is Yosef, Rav Ami, and Rav Asi kamei de Yitzchak Nafcha. Rav Ami and Rav Asi were sitting by Yitzchak Nafcha. One said to the Rebbe, Lema ma shmeitza, teach us an easy Gemara. Umar Omar Leid. The other Talmud said, ma shmeitza, more lomdash Gemara. Umar Omar Leid. Lema ma gadata, tell us gadata. So he said to them, I'll tell you both. I'll tell you a shtickal Torah, which is a shmeitza and an agadata. And he quoted a passage of Eish. What do you say? He said to Eish, a passage in his bottom, the fire goes out, umotza koitzin, the fine thorns, shalem yeshalem hamave yathabeira. The one who lit the fire has to pay. Oh my Kodesh Baruch Hu, says the Rebbein Shlomo, Olai leshalem eshav ego. I need to pay for the fire. Shehevarti, which I lit. Ani hititzi eish b'tzion. I lit the fire in Tzion. Shenema, ayokse eish b'tzion. Pasuk anecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lit the fire in Tzion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu burned our Beis Hamikdash b'eish. Is that the Torah? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no. Because I'm going to pay you back. Va'ani osid liv noisa bo'ish. I'm going to build it bo'ish. With fire. Shenema. Va'ani eye lo choymas eish sovit ule kovet eye b'seich. Says the Marshal. On this Gemara. We look at the eish. At the burning of the Beis HaMikdash. As a Torah. Adagabah. That eish. Will repay us. We'll have a Beis HaMikdash which is nitzchi. The nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. Let's quickly recap what we discussed today. We started by asking, Lahalis Ner Tomid. What does that mean for us today? How are we Lahalis Ner Tomid? What do we do? Timale Ner Tomid. We asked, why on Shabbos, we start with fire, and we finish with fire. And we are mazdi, that the Shabbos, the Bria Sa'olam, we spoke with the Moshul, we gave a Moshul to explain that Bria Sa'olam was not the completion of the world. Horai Eish hadn't yet been completed at the time. Yet Shabbos signifies us Yom Kogorim. It's the day of Shabbos. So the fire we start and finish Shabbos with on the Yamas to us, Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos. And the Eish of the Menorah, according to Chofetz Chaim, the Malbim, and the Zoyah, the Eish of the Menorah signifies to us Klal Yisrael Nitzchi, not just Shabbos, but the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Because from the very Eish which HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to burn the Beis Hamikdash, he'll rebuild us the Beis Hamikdash. Thus is Pshat. In our Pasuk, Lahalos Ner Tomid. We have to understand, as we go about our lives, and we see Yisurim, we see things seem difficult, Klai Shalei in Tzoros, but Lahalos Ner Tomid, keep the fire burning, and understand that every Tzorah is a Yeshua, Meritaka B'Zoicha, the very simple chorus, that Kosh Baruch Hu should fulfill the second half of the Pasuk, and that Vani, as the Kosh Baruch Hu says, Vani Eye Lo Choymas Eish Shoveth, and we build fast the Beis Hamikdash, Shal Eish, B'Mehev Emeinu.
Amen. Well, well.